birthday to Gary Sharon. This is Extreme music here. More Than Words was the big one from Extreme as they went to number one with that back in 1991. But they also had a hit with this one called Wholehearted. And then after that success with Extreme, Gary Sharon would go on to become the vocalist for Van Halen for one album, Van Halen 3, and one tour. It didn't sell well, didn't have a good response from fans, and so that was that. Just one album with Gary Sharon, who's the answer to the trivia question, who's the third lead singer that Van Halen had after David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. Yes, Gary Sharon. Gary Sharon turns 60 years old today. 60 years old for Gary Sharon with Extreme and Van Halen. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. You can find out more at stevegruber.com with exclusive content, giveaways, and much more. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. And I'm here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale, also a lecturer in journalism. And you can find me with the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and Political Beats over at National Review, where we talk about things in and around the world of music, but no politics, with people from the political world. Our guest's favorite band or artist, we do a deep dive through the discography, the musical catalog, and we're closing in, hard to believe, closing in on 100 episodes of Political Beats, and they said it wouldn't last. Up next is Steve Winwood in Traffic, and then we're going to do the Allman Brothers Band, and then we're going to do John Mellencamp. So we have our next couple of episodes spaced out. You can find us wherever found podcasts are found, or our Patreon page, too, where we do some bonus stuff, patreon.com/politicalbeats. I want to go back, I think, and just underline a point I made much earlier in the show. You know, we're here for 3 hours every morning. We hope you hear all 3 hours. We know some of you aren't. Some of you are still sleeping when the show starts. That's okay. No worries. But I want to go back to something that Dr. Anthony Fauci said on CNN this past weekend. And also there's stories, a story in the USA today, about the CDC considering revising mask guidelines once again and recommending that even fully vaccinated individuals wear masks in public, whether it be indoors or outdoors. Let's hear Dr. Fauci yesterday with CNN's Jake Tapper, State of the Union. Jake Tapper asks him about the new, about possible new recommendations that people, even vaccinated, protected people, wear masks in public. Here's Dr. Fauci yesterday with Jake Tapper on CNN.
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am part of the discussion. But I think what you are seeing, even though as of our conversation at this moment, the CDC still says and recommends that if you are vaccinated fully, that you do not need to wear a mask indoors. However, if you look at what's going on locally in the trenches in places like LA County, the local officials have the discretion, and the CDC agrees with that ability and discretion capability to say, you know, you're in a situation where we're having a lot of dynamics of infection. So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. That's a local decision that's not incompatible with the CDC's overall recommendations that give a lot of discretion to the locals. And we're seeing that in LA, we're seeing it in Chicago, we're seeing that in New Orleans, because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors. So that's a local decision.
All right, that's Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN this past weekend on State of the Nation. It sounds an awful lot like setting the table for the CDC to, again, recommend masks all over the place here in the country. saying that, hey, look, we're talking about it, and local places are doing it. We're seeing spikes. They're doing it in Louisiana, Chicago, L.A. It sounds an awful lot like there's a table being set for the resumption of a mask recommendation from the CDC. And again, I need to underline this. If you want to talk about people, a way to discourage people to get vaccines, you know, ostensibly, he still wants to increase the number of people vaccinated across the U.S. and protected from transmission. If you were to design a way to dissuade people from getting the vaccine, that is essentially how you would do it. Tell people that once you have the vaccine, your life won't change. You're going to have to keep wearing masks. You're going to have to keep social distancing. We talked about this at the beginning of the vaccine rollout when no one was rolling back these recommendations. All right, get the vaccine and don't change your life. Everything's going to stay the same, but get the vaccine. And now you bring it back, and people who are already hesitant about getting it, why should I do it, for whatever reason it might be, to come out and say, yeah, you know, we might recommend masks again for even vaccinated, protected people all over the place. It's a way to absolutely dissuade people from getting the vaccine and undercut the science behind it. The vaccine protects the vaccinated. The vaccine protects the person vaccinated from transmission. Are there breakthrough cases? Yes. Now, vaccine is not 100% perfect. Not every transmission will be stopped. There's evidence that it will lessen the effects, certainly, if you do get COVID or anything with the vaccine. But it's not totally perfect. There will be breakthrough cases. But the science says you are very protected. And when Dr. Fauci and others are talking about a possible reinstating a mask recommendation, you're torpedoing the case completely. Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.